WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we gotta get to more news with Buzz.
He's insane! He's an insane man!
He's crazy.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
He's insane! He's an insane man!
Hi there, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are ye?
I'm great. This is enough, however, to make a college student want to drink and drive. George Washington University has a shuttle bus that runs between its two Washington, D.C. campuses 24 hours a day.
Magic.
Officials say they're going to start planting spotters on those buses, people posing as passengers. Here's why.
Are you spotting?
Because from now on.
I am train spotting.
That's a good movie.
Help me get my drugs out of the toilet.
Oh, man. You can get past that.
I don't care if there's puke on. That's good heroin.
That's right. Get it out. Use your hand, boy.
Well, they say now that any drunken student who vomits on that college shuttle bus will have to pay for the cleanup.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
And every other passenger's cab fare. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars in fines.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
GWU's way of saying, don't drive the porcelain bus when you're on our bus. The students are objecting to this policy, quoting one, it seems random. People throw up all the time. In dorms, in the elevator, they throw up everywhere.
It's college. You throw up occasionally.
Apparently so.
Really bad when a Friday night puke in the elevator in the dorm. Because, you know, that's sticking around until Monday lunch.
Yeah, it is. It's
really
nasty.
Bad. They don't even throw down sawdust.
A Friday night puke.
A Friday night puke on the elevator.
Hey, let's go out for a good Friday night puke.
They don't throw down sawdust. like at Harvard. Some guy's got a bag of sawdust.
That's right. Just like an elementary
Well, you would
school.
Think an average dorm would be run with the simple efficiency of a Six Flags.
Don't you remember in grade school when a kid would puke and they'd put down that stuff?
Sure.
That kitty litter they'd throw down on top of it.
It would make
it smell worse.
Smell like cinnamon and Parmesan.
Looks like baby vomit.
And that. Hey, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a robotic insect from the Department of Homeland Security. Several private and government agencies have confirmed that they've been working on such a device, a flying camera that's not much bigger than a dragonfly.
It's not that they're bored, Buzz.
Right.
It's just, I don't have any other insect sounds.
Those are insects.
Yes. Hold on. Here's a praying mantis.
It's a big one, too.
Jesus, don't let it bite you.
This device is a flying camera not much bigger than a dragonfly and looks a lot like a dragonfly. And now,
it's not a dragonfly.
Anti-war protesters in New York and Washington, D.C. swear they have seen these things hovering overhead, spying on people. This robo-bug, vicious as you can hear.
That's a big mosquito.
It was a topic in the Washington Post this morning. Quoting a...
Actually, Buzz, excuse me. Let me frame this the possible way. Go back to this.
All right.
We hid a microphone in Rush Limbaugh's private bathroom.
That's him.
Just wait. Rush Limbaugh is constipated.
Straining its stool.
Need more baby blues. Nothing's happening.
Brown capping. Poking its head out. Still no release.
Nothing happened, just another turtle.
Need new underpants. Wilma, help me, Wilma.
Quoting a woman protesting on Lafayette Square, they look like dragonflies or little helicopters, but I mean, those are not insects, she says. Quoting a guy, I thought, is that mechanical or is it alive?
Hey, there it is. That's close. That's close.
Quoting a retired Air Force colonel, America can be pretty sneaky.
Pretty good. Pretty, pretty good.
Another Republican office holder has been caught tapping his toes in a men's room. He's Joey DeFatta, chairman of the St. Bernard Parish Council. That's the Louisiana equivalent to county board.
Homo.
County board president.
He's a good boy.
Joey's also been one of the Republican Party's top state officials there. Now, the New Orleans Times-Picayune cited a police report, quote, the report said DeFatta slid his foot into the deputy's stall and tapped the deputy's foot. When the detective tapped his foot in response, Joey allegedly reached under that partition Larry Craig style.
That boy gated in a handbag full of rainbows.
When the detective asked, what do you want? DeFatta allegedly replied, I want to play with you.
Why men's rooms?
Joey DeFatta.
Now DeFatta has pulled out of his bid for the U.S. Senate. After all, He's no Larry Craig.
Oh, that's a shame. I wonder what Otis thinks of that.
The father, the mother.
He's a good boy.
The brother, the sister.
Camp Granada.
And finally, guy walks into a store in Pittsburgh and tries to pay for his stuff with a $1 million bill, and he wants change. When the cashier informs him there's no such thing as a $1 million bill, he picks up the price scanning gun and tries to scan the clerk into submission. The bill apparently came from a religious group that distributed them with a religious message. Until the Secret Service stepped in because they were otherwise so realistic.
It is real.
And guy walks into a bank in Springfield, Illinois to make a deposit. Clerk flips over the deposit slip and sees the words, "This is a stick-up." The man is arrested and held until he can convince police that someone else must have written that message on the back of that deposit slip.
This is not real.
It's a practical joke. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. We do thank you, Buzz.
No.
That's it. We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a lady that got hit by the car in the office. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
I'm Charlie Warren, and this weekend I'll be out at the Executive Getty. Suck a D.
Try and be for my, never mind, Peter North.
Oh, you got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.